Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Shmita B'Yovel, in the Sefer Zrom. So in this Perek, the Rambam discusses the prohibition of doing business with Shmita produce, and also regarding the monetary proceeds of the Shmita produce. This Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding doing business with the Shmita produce. Ein oisin schayer b'per shvei, a person is not allowed to do business with Shmita produce, because the Pasuk says, v'hoisa Shabbos arz lachem lo'achla, meaning for you to eat, lo'achla, but not for schayer, not to do business with. Now, if someone wants to sell a small quantity from the Shmita produce, then he could sell, because again, that's not considered doing business if you're selling just a small amount. Now, those monies that you get from selling the Shmita produce, they themselves have the halachic status as the Shmita produce, because the Pasuk says, Ki yevel hi kodesh tiyalachem. Just like kodshim, it's the monies that are transferred get the sanctity, so too by Shmita and Yevel, it also has the Tvisas Dam also gets the sanctity. So you be lokach behen machal, so you have to use the money to purchase food items. The ocha b'kedusha shvis, and now those food items will be eaten in the sanctity of Shmita. The oise ha-pri ha-nimker, and the original fruit that was actually sold, ha-nehu b'kedusha ase k'shaya, and that also retains its original sanctity. So the Shmita produce retains its sanctity, in contradistinction to that of Kodshim, and also the monetary proceeds has that sanctity. Halacha beis lo yi lekeach yarkis soda. A person should not purchase, should not gather that of the vegetables of the field, which grew by themselves in a fallow field, so it doesn't have the halachic isra of svichim. So you shouldn't gather them umaycher and sell them. In other words, that shouldn't be your intention to gather them to sell them, as we said, the isra of schara. And lo yitzba mikli b'shvis b'sachar, so you shouldn't die with the shells of shmita produce for wages, for pay. Because that's doing business with the Shmita produce. Now, lokach yiraka is lechol. Well, let's say you gathered the vegetables of the Shmita produce to eat it. Well, you certainly had leftover. Okay, mutalimka ha-moisev adam shvis. You'll have to then sell the leftovers. And then, again, those monetary proceeds will have the Shmita status. Let's say he picked the vegetables for himself. The lokach men benoyo ben bitoy umacher. Then his son or his grandson, or that went and sold it before he started eating it, because for himself he's forbidden to sell, but they sold it, harizamut is actually going to be permitted, because the whole issur of schir is only when the one who picked it himself sells it. And vadam meshvis again, and the monetary proceeds will have the halachic status of shemitah. Halacha gimel kishamaychin perishvis. So we said there are certain situations that you're allowed to sell. In those situations, when you sell the produce of Shemitah, you don't sell it, not by measuring, not by weighing, not by counting. It shouldn't be like someone who's doing business dealings with the Shemitah produce. Rather, the little that you are selling should be sold by estimating, that it should be known that it's hefker. And then, again, you take those monies and you purchase other food items with that. And you could bind together things that are normally bound, labayis, when you're taking it home, limkor bashok, to sell them in the marketplace, like we said, achsara, when it's by evaluation, by estimating. Kederek sho'egid lahavi labayis. You could do that, what you're going to sell in the market, to bind it in the way as it's normally bound when it's being brought to be brought home, which is not so precise, because it's just to bring it home. But you cannot tie it together the way they usually do when they bind it for selling in the marketplace. Again, it shouldn't be like he's selling is so precise, which again looks like you're doing business. Now, regarding certain things that they don't usually tie together unless you're selling it in the marketplace, then again, those things should not be tied together at all. Regarding produce from out of Eretz Yisrael, which does not have the halacha of Shemitah, but it was brought into Eretz Yisrael, it was imported. They also should not be sold by measuring or by weight or by quantity. Rather, should be sold the way the produce of Eretz Yisrael is sold, by an estimate, because the one that sees doesn't know and is going to think it's going to be selling the produce of Eretz Yisrael in the wrong way. Now, but if it's recognizable, it's from out of Eretz Yisrael, then what they're permitted, because there's no issur of doing business dealings with non-Eretz Yisrael Shemitah produce. Halach above. Ram discusses regarding deconsecrating the produce of Shemitah, which is related to a way of if it's through sale. So chayim b'shvis mim hekdesh. There's a certain stringency that applies to the Shemitah produce more than that of kodesh, more than of hekdesh items. And the reason is Shapaitis Hektish, because someone who redeems a Hektish, a sanctified item. So Yotze Hektish Lechulim. What happens is that the Hektish item goes and it's released to a mundane state. And the monies which it's sold for, those monies take the place, and now the money is considered sanctified. But Vashvi Sinikin, but around the Shemitah year, it's not like that. El HaMoicher Per Shvi is rather someone who sells the Shemitah produce. Yitavsu Hadamim V'yasu Keper Shvi'es. So yeah, the monies, they take the place, and they become like the sanctity of the Shemitah produce. But Vaperis Atzman Loi Nischalu V'nasu Keper Shoshanim. The produce itself, however, does not become deconsecrated and to become like the produce of other years. It says, in regards to the halachas of Shemitah, it says, it will be, which is connotes Bahavayasa to Heloilam, it will always remain in that state and will always have the sanctity of Shemitah. Now, but Lefisha Nekas Kaidish, since it's called Kaidish, so Tefesis Demea, so its monies do capture its sanctity. So Nimtseisa Oimer, so it comes out that you're going to say, what the way it works is Ha'achor Nitbas B'Shvi'es, the last item that it gets transferred to will have the Shemitah sanctity. Va'priyatzim Hukam Hashaya, and the original Priya of Shemitah will always retain its Shemitah sanctity. That's Rambam continues Halachas on Ketzer Hausov. So he explains, Lokach B'Per Shvi'es Oibid Man, let's say someone takes, he purchases from a Shemitah produce or from its monetary proceeds, he goes to the store and he buys meat. So Nasa Basar Kais Napers. So when you're buying something with Shemitah produce, which is a way of chilul, of deconsecrating, so that meat now becomes like that Shemitah produce. Va'ochli Keper Shvi'es. Now you have to eat the meat in the same halachic status as Shemitah produce. And therefore, Vetzach Levaris in Mishas Be'er Shvi'es. You would have to liquidate at the time when the liquidation of that original Shemitah item would be. That's when you would have to liquidate its proceeds, which would include this piece of meat. Now, let's say Lokach Ba'is Abasa, let's say not finish bartering. Let's say you go and you buy with that piece of meat, Abedamav, or with its values, with its money proceeds, you buy Dugam fish. So now Yatzah Abasa, because only the last item and the first item. So Yatzah Abasa, so the meat goes out and actually becomes mundane, and it's regular chulun. Benipasa Dugam, now the fish takes the place. Lokach Abedagam, Ibmei Meshem, let's say you take the fish or its value and you buy oil, Yatzah Dugam, and it's Bashem. So the fish goes out to be chulun, and now the oil takes the place of the Shemitah sanctity. Lokach b'shemen abedam et vash. Let's say take now the oil or its value, and you buy honey. Yotze shemen minit mas vash. So now the oil goes out to bichul, and now the honey takes the place. And therefore, what's going to end up being is if it's tzarich levach haperis hurishainus, you have to go and liquidate when the time of beer comes the original produce that started it all off. Im advash ha'achem with the honey, which is the last one, k'deach shemavan peir shvi, just like you have to liquidate the shemitah produce. And bein oisin mishnei malugma, you cannot make from the two of them, the first one and the last one, some type of therapeutic compress, volume of seed noisy, not let it ruin it. Again, Kashar Per Shvi is like all other Shemitah produce. Halacha Ches, Ein Shvi'es Mischalelas, the Shemitah produce cannot be deconsecrated, Ela al derech mekach, only through a way of a sale. And the reason is because the pasuk that talks about Shemitah is near the pasuk of Chesim Kurmemka, which talks about selling things, to teach you that the chil of Shemitah is only through a way of sale. Now, B'med V'mum, when we say this, is B'priyishin, is the original Shemitah produce. Abaprisheni, but by the secondary produce, meaning that's from the monetary proceeds of Shemitah, then Mischal, that Ben Derech Mekach, Ben Derech Halvek, can be deconsecrated with through sale, or with the classic way of deconsecrating, like when you say, let these monies take the place of this sanctified item. Halacha test. Now, Okesh Mechal and Prihanilkach Shenis, when you do deconsecrate the produce that was purchased secondary, meaning the Prisheni, which is the proceeds, not the original Shemitah item, which you could do Derechil. So, but emechal noisa, but you cannot deconsecrate that pre-sheni al behema chayev oif chayim. It cannot be on a living domestic or wild animal or birds. The reason is shemiyin nichim, because you might leave those live animals. You're going to have flocks of them, which is problematic because you have to liquidate them in the laws of Shemitah. And then tzarch limishri esatzman, for sure I don't have to tell you that with the Shemitah produce, the original produce itself, for sure you cannot buy and do a chilul with behema chayev oif chayim. But you could deconsecrate those original produce on that which is slaughtered, because then there's no concern about making flocks, because it's already, the animals are dead. Halacha Yudram continues regarding the monetary proceeds of Shemitah, regarding paying a debt with it. Ram says, Dmei Shvi is the monetary proceeds of the Shemitah produce. Ein parim mehem es achayv. Cannot use it to pay up a debt, because it's like doing business with it. So to ve'inus and bem shushbinus, you now do shushbinus, which is they used to have an arrangement that people would go ahead and bring certain gifts at weddings, and then they would come and bring it back by your weddings. And ve'im shalmehem tagmul, and you can't use it to pay up a favor. Ve'im paiskemem tzedakah l'aniyim ve'seknes, you can't use it to pledge charity for the poor in the shul. These are all like doing business with your Shemitah produce. Av mashalchemem devar mashal d'mes chazon, you could send it as a care package of kindness to someone else. But you have to notify the person who's receiving it, A, first of all, that he should know that it has Kedusha Shvi'is, a certain sanctity he has to treat it with, and also that he shouldn't really thank him so much because it's not really coming from his own, it's really from Hefker Shemitah produce. You cannot purchase slaves and land and non-kosher animals with it, again, because you could only use the proceeds of the Shemitah produce for something that's going to be eaten. Now, v'mlokach, let's say someone did purchase these inappropriate things with them. So then yechel connect, and the person has to eat that corollary value, k'derach sha'isa b'maisa shen, like we do by Maisa Sheni, which we said in the 7th parakeh of Maisa Sheni, Alokha Yedzayin, which whatever that value was that you poured inappropriately, you have to go use and eat other produce that you have with the Kedusha Shvi'is that would equal that amount. And the imavin mehen, you cannot use these proceeds to bring kinei zavim, bezavis, which are the pairs of birds that a male and female, a zav, or v'yoldais, a woman that gave birth, v'chatzais v'shamis, or sin and guilt offerings. The maven, if you did bring, which you're not supposed to, yachol kenegdan. Again, then you have to take from your own monies that's worth that value and buy pears and eat it with the Kedusha Shvi'is. And the insachim kelim v'oiris b'shem and shal shvi'is, you know, that anoint of vessels and pieces of leather with the oil of Shemitah, because it's only can be used for the human consumption. And again, if it did anoint, again, Yechel Kenegdan, they'll have to eat that value from other produce. One cannot give from the Shemitah monies, not to the bathhouse attendant, not to the barber, not to the sailor, not to any other craftsman, any other professional. But he could pay it to the one who's the water carrier, who draws the water from the pit to give him water to drink, because that is considered paying for a food service. You're also allowed to give from the Shemitah produce or from its values to a craftsman if it's matnas chinam, if it's a free gift, because that's like gemilas chesed, which we said you're allowed to do with the Shemitah produce. If someone says to a worker, hey, take this coin, but luckily, Yarek Hayim, and I want you to pick for me vegetables today. Vegetables of the Shemitah year, in a way when it's not prohibited because of Svichim. So, Schar Mutter, so those wages are permitted. It's not like the Shemitah monetary proceeds, because here it's just being paid for his effort that he's doing, where he's gathering the vegetables. Rather, he could use the monies for whatever he wants to. It's not limited to eating and drinking. It doesn't have the Shemitah sanctity. And moreover, we also didn't penalize the worker, that his wages should have the halachic status as Shemitah proceeds, whereas, as we'll have in the following halacha. Now, let's say he tells him, boy, I want you to gather for me, from this coin that I'm giving to you, vegetables today. Oh, harizik kedmei shvi'is. That's already going to be like Shemitah value, because it's like as if he's telling him, here, this coin I'm giving to you for these vegetables, that's like already selling per shvi'is, and not just like effort that the person's putting in, and that's schayr, which is forbidden. And if ve'ena mitzil bechil b'shtik per shvi'is, then he's only allowed to use those wages for eating and drinking like the Shemitah produce itself. Now, in contrast to the previous halacha of a worker, halacha yud gimel achamarim, the donkey drivers, ha'isim per shvi'is, that if they're doing with the Shemitah produce, Melecha Shvi'is Asura, regarding prohibited Shemitah work, going, for example, Shvi Yesim Medai, let's say they brought more to the owner than what's necessary, which we had said in Perek Dalach of Dal, you're only supposed to take 5 jugs of oil and 15 jugs of wine, and he brought him more. So Haris Charon can make Shvi'is, so that's not within what you're allowed to do, so that's going to have the Shemitah sanctity. So the wages will have the Halacha as the Shemitah sanctity. So in other words, even if he said to them, as in the previous halacha, here, take this amount and pick for me these vegetables today, which by the worker we said that would not be considered Dmei Shvi'is, here we're going to treat that wage as Dmei Shvi'is. And because of Dovah Zeknaslam, this is a penalty for them. Although it's not really classic Shemitah sanctity, we're going to give it that. Now the question is, why did we make a penalty on the wages of the donkey driver and we didn't give a penalty on the wages of the worker when it's the same phraseology that he's doing with them? The reason is because by the worker, he's getting paid just a little bit, minimum wage. They didn't penalize him so that he could survive, but by the donkey driver, there they penalized him, and since he has a large quantity, then he has to go ahead and use it in the Shemitah sanctity. If someone purchases from a baker, kikra loaf of bread bepunyan, it's a certain amount of money, And he told him when he's buying the bread, he says, look, when I'm going to gather the vegetables of the field of the Shemitah, I'm going to give it to you for this bread that I'm buying. That's permitted. And that loaf of bread will have the halachic status as the Shemitah produce, because the reason why this is permitted is because, well, it's going to have the Shemitah sanctity because it's a transfer of Shemitah. But it's permitted because it's not really purchasing, it's like each one's giving, gifting what they have to the other one. Now, v'mlokach menu stam, but let's say he bought it from him unspecified, without saying when he was buying that I'm going to give you the vegetables I'm going to pick, then lo yishalom le'min meishpeis, then he's not allowed to pay to him from the Shemitah produce that he picks, she'ein parin chayiv mehem, because he's not allowed to pay a betet from the Shemitah produce, and since he bought it unspecified, he owes him money. When he gives him the Shemitah produce, it comes out that he's paying his debt with Shemitah. Lachat azvav, oichlem perish shvis b'toyva v'shalei b'toyva. You could eat, you could consume the Shemitah produce as a gift and not as a gift. As Rama explains, b'toyva ketzah, what does it mean as a gift? She eat le perish shvis, that he should give him the Shemitah produce, kemisha asi my toyva, as if he did him a favor that he gave him something. Or he could bring him into his garden to eat, as if he did him a favor. Now, if someone actually was given the Shemitah produce as a gift, or he inherited it, and the one who sees it thinks that it was gifted to him, so he eats it the way he normally eats the perish, that as if he gathered himself from the field. That's how we qualify the same thing as you're gifted, same way as you would be able to eat it if you gathered it yourself.